From Marketplace, I'm David Brancaccio, coming to you from the studios of the BBC in London this week. Authorities in Crosby, Texas, say their controlled burn of toxic chemicals finished up last night at the Arkema chemical plant. Those fires are out in the aftermath of Harvey. Industrial plants that supply many of the petrochemicals in the U.S. are offline. There's a key problem with ethylene, used to make everything from milk jugs to car parts, Marketplace's Aaron Schrank reports.
Chances are you're currently surrounded by stuff made with ethylene.
Everything you're wearing, your computers, your cars, household cleaners.
Kathy Hall edits trade industry newsletter PetroChemWire. She says right now, 60% of U.S. ethylene production is offline. So the price of this key consumer goods ingredient has spiked 20%. Some producers are already telling customers they can't meet supply contracts. But Hall says manufacturers probably aren't panicking yet.
Every manufacturer keeps a certain amount of inventory, and they're obviously using that right now.
But how long the plants stay closed will determine how much prices go up. Hassan Ahmed of Alembic Global Advisors.
Not till you actually try to restart your chemical facilities will you realize the full extent of the damage.
With some refineries, rail lines, and other parts of the chemical supply chain still flooded, the ripple effect could be felt down the line in the form of price hikes on a range of consumer goods. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.